Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. Coming up a little bit later, Kevin Sheehan's going to check in with us at 8:20. We'll get his take on the Maryland Terrapins basketball situation. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops, joins us at 9 as the season is, of course, underway. But joining us right now is Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAortho.com. Thanks for joining us this morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Coach, we were talking about this. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, you have a back-to-back game. You faced the Bruins last night. You get the win. Congrats on that. Then you have to hop on a charter, fly down to Raleigh. I mean, a compressed day. You have today's game day again. You could have easily said to your PR people, like, hey, you know what? Let's push the Junks to a different day or later in the day. You're like, no, I'm going to get this done at 7
What time
o'clock.
Did you walk into your hotel room?
I think we got in around 1:40.
So you got to bed, call it 2:15, 2:30?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yep.
All right, are you going to go back to bed after you hang up the phone?
No.
I don't know how you do it, man.
Let me ask you this, Coach. Now, I know that players, especially on game days, they treasure their naps. Some local DJs that you may be talking to, they're big on naps too, okay? Do coaches, you know, do you and your coaching staff, do you ever get time to sneak in just a quickie on game day? Or is it all, it's all business?
Yes. No, game day, absolutely naps. There is time for that. After pregame skate, lunch, and before we have to be back at the rink. So depending on the day, some coaches will take little naps, some won't. I'm usually hit or miss. I'm probably, I would say, 50-50. If I know that, like, we have a back-to-back or we have a practice the next day, I'll try to get some work done after the game. So I try to get a little bit of a nap that day so that I'm not completely gassed and can't really pay attention to the film after the game. So some days I'd say I'm 50-50.
Okay, very good.
Who sleeps on the plane?
Everybody.
So a lot of the players do, like, if we're traveling, not after games, they would be more, you know, like when we're traveling at 1 o'clock or after practice and heading to a city, some of the coaches get into, I can actually sleep after games. I get really tired. So I'm usually good for about an hour on the plane. And after that, I start to doze off.
Hey, we saw the scene where Ovi was at a local bar with Ryan Leonard. You cool with that?
Oh, yeah. That's they're just taking Leno for dinner, and all of our guys, they do an amazing job of that, of making sure that they make a point to welcome him in with open arms and spend some time with him, get to know him, start to create those relationships, making him feel at home. So going out for dinner and that, and experience in Boston College, I think they were on, I don't know this for sure, but I think they were on the Boston College campus there.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got no issue with that. It's the same, like this, you know, people ask about our team and the togetherness and the depth and all the things that the guys that are having great seasons that are just new to the team, Chicky, Logan Thompson, just go down the list, Doobie, like, and that's, I think there's something to that. When players feel comfortable in an environment, whether it's from the coaches or the leadership group, you can put a lot of things in your mind at ease and just play and feel really good about yourself and your standing inside of a team. And that's, I think, an important part of having individual success or playing at your highest level. And our leadership group does an amazing job of that.
Carbs, talk about Leonard a little bit for those of us that are, you know, I'm not locked in on college hockey. I didn't know this guy was such a stud. I know you drafted him a couple years ago.
Stud.
Like eighth, whatever. How unusual is it for a kid to just get eliminated from the tournament and go right in, be a top six guy for you? I mean, what an ad if he actually is the player that everybody thinks he is. He certainly looked like it in his debut last night. How rare, could you put this in context for us? Like how much you've been looking forward to this? How rare this is? Because to me, it just seems like, oh my God, what an ad. Like, you're taking a kid right out of college. You have so much respect for him. You're starting right away top six guy. I mean, this is an unbelievable ad for your playoff push.
Yeah, and so I'll try to be as quick with this as possible because you're right. It's a unique situation. It's like, what? How does this happen in the sport? So Ryan Leonard, we picked, I believe, eighth overall, right?
Yeah, right. That's right, 2023.
Okay, so after we took him, eighth overall, you know, you have high hopes. That following year, he had an incredible year. So automatically, he starts to get on the radar of like, wow, what a great selection by the Washington Capitals. This guy looks like he's going to be a star. This year, he even doubled down on that and was playing at an even higher level. So right away, you have people that evaluate prospects that are not in the NHL, whether it's in college, major, junior, in Europe, and they're going, this young man looks like he's going to be a star. So he's playing well outside. And some people said he's the best player not playing in the NHL. So that would be college, major, junior in Canada, and then in Europe.
Wow.
So when his season ends and he decides to turn pro and sign, him coming into our team, it's amazing for the organization and for the future of the organization. Now, I will say this. He is still a very, very young man.
Right.
So to think the NHL is, it's not like the NBA where, you know, you can step in and sort of be a, it's closer to that than baseball, but there still is some development needed in your first couple years to really get a grasp on the league and to feel comfortable. And you're playing against, you know, grown men. So he's going to play. You can see the potential already in one game. Mm-hmm. He's a hockey player. He competes. He's physical. He can shoot it. He's got all these tools. But we don't expect him to come in here and save the world and all of a sudden, you know, have to carry us through.
No,
through,
but it's a great route. Ad. Had you had your Carbs, have you had an opportunity to have your hands on him at all since you drafted him, or you had to wait until he signed? Like, have you been in a rink with him? Have you been able to work with him?
Yeah. So that's another unique thing about our sport is the major, junior, and I won't get crazy into this, but major, mm-hmm. junior players are allowed to come to our training camp and allowed to play in exhibition games. So I'll give you a comparison, but college players are not allowed.
Okay.
So Ryan Leonard's been to our development camps. That's a summer camp that you have in July. Okay. There's no NHL players there. It's just all your young prospects. And you have 4 days of on ice, off ice stuff in the middle of the summer. the major junior guys. So, for example, Protoss's little brother, he was able to come to our actual training camp.
Okay.
He played in NHL exhibition games. He was there, you know, learning our system, in our meetings, on the ice with Alex Ovechkin, you know, for a week and a half. So it's just Lenny never has experienced that in the 2 years since being drafted. So it's a little bit unique for him, having not participated in any of those main camps, but he has been in, like I said, those two development camps.
Gotcha.
We're joined by Caps head coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. So there was a big-time brawl last night between Big Mac for the Caps and Jeffrey Veal. That was McElrath's first action with the Caps since 2 days before Christmas. So it got me to thinking, I was like, I got to go look up Coach Carbs' record on hockeyfights.com. I have to see what sort of scraps Coach Carbs was in. So I did. No. Of course I did that. And you had three fights listed. Now, two of those fights had no videos accompanied, but one of them did. Now, you were getting after it in February of 2010, Coach Carbs. You had three fights. The one that there was video of was with Chris Morehouse of the Cincinnati Cyclones, and you definitely got the better of him. I mean, you took care of business.
Do you remember Chris Morehouse?
You guys did a deep dive. That's impressive.
Of course. It's what we do.
Thankfully, they've gotten rid. There's been a few years. I don't know if I told you guys this, but for a while there in the minors, I was scrapping to hang on and keep a job. So there's a few seasons. I think I was like, I had 25 majors in the 1 year, maybe even 30 the following year, and having to take on some big boys that were outside of my weight class. But I had to, that was part of my role as a player and tried to pick up for teammates and change momentum when I could.
Yeah, so like how would you have, like in your prime, how would you have fared against McElrath, who goes like, I think he's listed like 6'5", like 235 or 240.
Yeah, I had to take on a few of those guys.
Yeah.
And that is not fun. Like, I have so much respect for guys because I've lived it to a, you know, a very, very smaller degree, but and for me as a smaller guy, that's like when you're looking at, I remember a couple guys. There was some, Justin Johnson was one of them. He was a tough, tough guy. And you'd know you're playing against him that night and you couldn't nap and sleep. And that you're like, I know what's coming tonight.
Yeah.
But Mac is, he's such a warrior unbelievable teammate, worked so hard every day. He did the read yesterday and just put it so eloquently and perfect about how much he loved being a part of this team and was excited to go out and battle with the guys again after, you know, having a little bit of time off from that.
Carbs, this might be a great question. If it is, it's mine. If it's a dumb question, it's my producer's. But now that Ovi's getting real close, needs four in eight games, and he scored last night, are you guys designing plays specifically to get him more shots, or is it still just the same offense you guys run every game?
Good. No, that's a good question.
Yeah, it was mine. Thank you.
Question.
Thank you.
My question.
It's a good question. No, we are not, but we definitely are in constant communication as a staff and with our guys about being mindful of not forcing it. And what I mean by that is because it's getting so close, and now we're at a spot where, you know, I felt like you could really feel it the last couple of weeks as it got into single digits, and now. Now we're at a point where it's not out of the realm for him to do this in one game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. With what he's done it before. Is it likely? Absolutely not. But it's not outside of the realm for him to score four times in a hockey game.
Mm.
So we just need to be careful, and guys need to play and let his opportunities and opportunities to get him the puck come organically and not force that, because that's when you make poor decisions and now all of a sudden you're putting us in a tough spot as a team, and now he's being put in a tough spot because we're turning the puck over because we forced it to him, or he's shooting something where, you know, he's just trying to get something in the net and there's three guys in his lane and now it gets blocked and now it's transitioning the other way. So we are cognizant of, you know, we want to do this. He'll get his opportunities. If we play the right way and play to our identity, he's going to get scoring chances. And I'll bet dollars to donuts that he finishes on some of those.
Real quick, because we talked to you about this, you said at some point you were going to have a talk with him about the empty netters or you're going to have a plan. Have you had that discussion with Ovi yet?
I have not, no.
You got to wait until he gets, like, tied, I think, right?
He just said he could score four in one night.
He could. It could happen tonight. It could.
He honestly could.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a big production out of that. I'll just talk to him quietly. Like, I know how he feels, and I know what he thinks from having conversations with him before. I don't think that's going to be
it's not going to be a sticking point.
Going to be a 10-second, like, absolutely. I want to shoot it in the back of the net when there's a goaltender in there to break this record.
Hey, Coach Carbs, is there a little bit of a feeling in the back of your brain that you're heading into the Lions' Den tonight? Second of a back-to-back. Carolina team has been home for a week now, and they've had two full days of rest. Meanwhile, you guys are staggering to your hotel rooms at like 1:45 in the morning.
You just teed up the meeting. You want to do the team meeting this morning?
Sure, man. I'll do it. Get me in there. I'll give the gold chain out at the end of the game.
Oh, I love it. I love it. This scenario, for whatever reason, over the last 2 years, we've been in this scenario four times against Carolina. Just the way the schedule makers have made it. They've been rested. We've come here on a back-to-back travel. And you're right. It is the Lions' Den. It's a tough place to play just on your best of days and to play them on a back-to-back with their style of play. So I'm hopeful that, you know, with some fresh bodies, we'll probably try to inject some of those fresh legs into our lineup, the mindset of coming off of last night with a team that's, you know, right in our division. We know them well. Hopefully we can be ready to counterpunch tonight and not back on our heels in their building, because, you know, we know exactly what to expect from them and how difficult an environment it is to play in down here.
Do you know off the top of your head your record in that scenario that you set up?
Okay, I'm going to say we're 1-2.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Okay, get one out of three. I mean,
yeah, and the one last year Kemp's played, and we were right there. There was like a not so great call late in the game. The game was tied, and they end up scoring on it to win the game. But I look more at like how did those games look, and we were under attack. We were under attack in those games, so we needed phenomenal goalie performances to keep us in those games. And you know, that you're going to need that at certain points, but would like for us to be able to control some play tonight and not just be back on our heels. Like, they come at you with wave after wave, but if we can sort of counter that a little bit and be on their half and control play and gather some momentum, that's what we're looking to do.
All right, that's Coach Spencer Carberry. We'll talk to you next week. Best of luck tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. All right, thanks, buddy.
Coach Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Coming up later this hour at 7:45, it's a game show Wednesday. It's a Wizards Wednesday. Mm. We have tickets to go see the Washington Wizards Wednesday, April 9th against the Brooklyn Nets. We also have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. So some great prizes. We'll do that coming up at 7:45. I prepped a Where Are They Now game.
Very good. Like
so it. So we will do that right here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.